as we were walking along this roadway, I was remembering one time that I came here to Govardhan when they didn't have the roadway. They didn't have dirt either. It was the in-between dirt and roadway. So it was already, they had dug it up. They put gravel. And instead of bringing rollers to roll the gravel so they can put the asphalt on top of the gravel, they just had all the pilgrims come and walk on the gravel. So they would push the gravel into the earth and then they could put the asphalt on top of the gravel. And my feet were bloody. It was at night. I didn't know where I was. It was one of those full moon nights, and there were at least, you know, 12 billion people walking on the path. And I was hobbling along. I was remembering that experience, thinking the six Goswamis did parikram every day, and this is just one day, but these pebbles are killing my feet. I didn't have anything to put on my feet. I took my dhoti top and ripped it in half and wrapped it around my feet. I was determined to finish. And by the end, I was finished. So now it's, you know, a nice road for all the motorcycle people that go up and down and go very fast while the pilgrims are trying to walk. Progress. We're at Uddhavakund. You remember when we were sitting at Kusum Sarovar, I gestured to my right, which is same direction, that way, is Uddhava Baitak, where Uddhava had undergone austerities in order to become a blade of grass. A blade of grass in Vrindavan, so that the lotus feet of the gopis would be placed upon his head. He was so moved by their devotion for Krishna. First, when Uddhava came, Krishna wrote a letter to the gopis because he knew that the gopis were feeling such separation. They were barely able to live. The only thing that was sustaining their hope, their life, was their hope that Krishna would return. Because when Krishna got on Akura's chariot, he told the gopis, just like he told Lotabhava, "I will return, I promise. In just a few days, there are a few demons I have to kill. But I'll be back." And that promise that Krishna was going to return was sustaining their life. Otherwise, there was nothing sustaining their life. Their feelings of separation were so intense. So Krishna wanted to encourage the gopis. And he also wanted to educate Uddhava. Because who is Uddhava anyway? In short, outside of Vrindavan, Uddhava was the most confidential associate of Krishna. This is confirmed in Brihat Bhagavatamrita, where Narada is searching for that person who has received the greatest amount of Krishna's mercy. And the final chapter of part one is, he gets to Dwaraka, because the Pandavas say, we're not the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. He's with us a little while, But then he leaves. And he goes to Dwarka. The members of the Yadu dynasty are the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. And amongst them, Ugrasena, the king, is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. And when they get to Dwarka, everyone concludes, Uddhava is the greatest recipient of Krishna's mercy. Uddhava concludes, the residents of Vrindavan are the greatest recipients of Krishna's mercy. Uddhava, he was so intimate with Krishna that Krishna would ask him for advice. Can you imagine? Uddhava, I'm confused. What should I do? Please give me good advice. And Uddhava always gave perfect advice, and Krishna always did what he said. Can you imagine how confidential? As confidential as Uddhava was, Krishna knew that he didn't know the love that the residents of Vrindavan have for him. Just like at Bailvan, we heard Dinabandhu describe that without the mercy of the residents of Vraja, you cannot enter into the mysteries of the love of Vraja. So Krishna is expert. So when he's doing one thing, he's doing multiple things simultaneously. So one of the things was to pacify the hearts of the gopis. In addition to pacifying the hearts of the gopis, Krishna wanted to educate Uddhava. And more than educate Uddhava, he wanted Uddhava to receive the mercy of the gopis. And so he sent a letter to the gopis, and Uddhava was the carrier of that message. And when Uddhava reached Vrindavan, he went first to the house of Nanda and Jasoda to offer his respects to them. And do you know what he found when he went inside the palace of Nanda and Jasoda? He saw two babbling crazy persons. Nanda Maharaj was standing at the door talking to himself. Krishna, it's been so long since you've come home. You must be very hungry. Please come. Mother Jasoda, it's been years. And he's still hoping that Krishna will return. Mother Jasoda has prepared your lunch. Krishna, please hurry up and finish milking the cows. Because Mother Jasoda is in anxiety. She wants you to come and take your meal. And the elder gopis, they're ready to give you your bath. Krishna, please hurry. Just sustaining his life on the hope that Krishna would return. Prahlad? Sit still. So, he was so delirious that he didn't even recognize that Uddhava had come to the door. So Uddhava kept walking and went further into the house. And there he saw Mother Jasoda sitting with tears streaming down her eyes. She was beside herself with grief. She also didn't even recognize that Uddhava had come to the house. I can't remember all the details of the state of madness. In Nectar of Devotion, these symptoms that appear to be literally mad, like, you know, a worldly person that would behave like this, they would be clinically mad. But in terms of ecstatic love of Godhead, they're symptoms of a very elevated state of love of Godhead, where the attachment for the personality of Godhead is so strong that one behaves in a way that one is apparently unaware of external, quote, reality, and one is absorbed so intensely in internal emotion, in love of God. And separation is one of the dynamics that increase that intensity of love of God. So Mother Jasoda and Nanda were in that state. When the chariot of Uddhava was parked outside, or stationed outside, the house of Nanda and Jasoda, the gopis thought, maybe Krishna has come back. And word spread through Braja very quickly. Krishna has come back. There's the chariot from Mathura. Krishna has come back. And someone said, yes, a blackish male went inside because Uddhava's complexion is just like Krishna's. They're in even in features, they're very similar. They're distinguishable, but it's very similar. So when Uddhava experienced the intensity of the love of Nanda Jasoda, he had never encountered anything like that before. He was stunned. Then when he left the palace of Nanda and Jasoda, and the gopis were waiting to see Krishna, when he saw the ecstasy of the gopis, thinking that now we're going to see Krishna again. And then suddenly it wasn't Krishna, it was Uddhava. They were devastated. That rapid transformation of emotion from total jubilation to total devastation. Uddhava was overwhelmed. He couldn't fathom the intensity of love. Although outside of Vrindavan, he is the one who has greater intimacy and understanding Krishna than anybody. He was struck with wonder. And then when Uddhava went to the place where the gopis brought him, because he was to read the message of the gopis, as he was reading the message of the gopis, to the gopis, from Krishna, and they were hearing Krishna's words, and he was observing the transformation of their emotional state, hearing Krishna's words, he was even more intense. And then he personally witnessed Radharani's Mahabhav. He was overwhelmed, completely overwhelmed. And with all of the wisdom of Uddhava, he felt, I should never leave Vrindavan. But if I were to remain in Vrindavan, what I would really want is that the gopis somehow show their kindness and place their lotus feet upon my head. But they're so shy that they would be embarrassed if I were to ask such a thing. So I won't ask them such a thing. I won't make them in the slightest uncomfortable. But I undergo austerities to become a little blade of grass somewhere in Braja. So as the gopis come by, even if they don't step on me, the dust from their feet goes through the air and lands upon my grass head, then I can be blessed by the dust from the feet of the gopis. And he was serious. In fact, he sat at Uddhava Baithak and underwent austerities for a long time And we know what happens when one is pure in devotion and one sincerely desires to serve Krishna in a particular way. Krishna fulfilled his desire. It is said that Uddhava became a blade of grass on this side of Govardhan Hill. Some time passed. Krishna had left this world. And some of the queens of Krishna, who had heard so much about Krishna's devotees in Vrindavan, they wanted to come to Vrindavan. But they couldn't go to Vrindavan alone, so they had to go with someone who they could travel with safely. So Maharaj Parikshit, who had by that time become king after Krishna left the world, the Pandavas left this world, and Maharaj Parikshit was made the king. So Maharaj Parikshit went to Dwarka, and he brought the queens of Dwarka here to Vrindavan. And one of the places that they came is right here at Uddhava Kund. And the gopis, the queens of Krishna were in such a state of pain and separation from Krishna that they were pacified only by having kirtan. They were chanting Krishna's holy name. And as they were chanting Krishna's holy name, the ecstasy increased and increased and increased to a degree that Uddhava, who was residing here in the form of a blade of grass, manifested his form as Uddhava and came into their assembly. And at the request of the gopis, the queens, he narrated the pastimes of Krishna that he knew, just as in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a very nice set of chapters where Vidura asks Uddhava about Krishna's welfare. Uddhava is an ecstatic devotee. He didn't just give a short answer. He gave a several chapter answer, just describing all about Krishna. Because he's fixed upon Krishna. He has such love for Krishna. So he began describing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And then he described Krishna's pastimes outside of Vrindavan. Just one question. You had intimate association with Krishna. Can you describe something about Krishna? He just burst into ecstasy, describing pastimes of Krishna. So here, at Uddhava Kund, Uddhava was describing the pastimes of Krishna to the queens of Dwarka. And the queens of Dwarka were so moved, as was Uddhava when he experienced the love of the residents of Vrindavan for Krishna. The queens of Vrindavan, they were also transcendentally moved, so much so they began weeping tears of ecstatic love, appreciating how deep were the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, and their tears of love filled the kund that is behind us. And from that time, the place has been called Uddhava Kund. Now, if my memory serves me right, behind the deities of Radha and Krishna on the right-hand side of the altar, there used to be a backdrop behind the deities. Now it's a cloth. But there was a painting that showed that pastime. So, We have the same understanding from Srimad Bhagavatam when Arjuna returned from Dwarka. It's the same theme. Arjuna returned from Dwarka to Hastinapur to give a report to his elder brother Yudhisthira. How is everything in Dwarka? And what is Krishna's plan? He had to tell Krishna, he had to tell Yudhisthira that Krishna had left. But as he was describing with the utmost sorrow that Krishna had left, he was just speaking about Krishna and remembering Krishna. Krishna did this, Krishna did that. Krishna's intimate loving dealings with all of us. Krishna did this, Krishna did that. Krishna spoke these words on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And as he remembered Krishna's pastimes and remembered Krishna's words, all of his deep anxiety went away. Then he realized that Krishna was not gone, or Krishna was still accessible by remembering him and by chanting his glories and by chanting his holy name. And remembering the instructions that Krishna had given him. And in that way, he felt relief from that pain of separation. So, that's the lesson here for us also. We're on a journey in our Krishna conscious lives to restore our relationship with Krishna. And like the queens of Dwarka, we've heard about the love that Krishna has for his devotees and the love that his devotees have for Krishna in Vrindavan. By kirtan, by singing Krishna's holy name, a deeper attraction for Krishna can awaken. And if Krishna sends a qualified person to narrate the pastimes of Krishna, like Uddhava was narrating for the queens, then one can enter into that mystery directly. It becomes revealed. This is what our Srimad Bhagavatam is. This wonderful transcendental literature that Prabhupada spent so much time out of his waking hours translating for us, so that we would have transcendental teachings that will bring us to Krishna's lotus feet, regardless of what our prior situation may have been. Because that attraction for Krishna is natural to the heart of any conditioned soul. So the same as our Hare Krishna movement has been provided by Srila Prabhupada. Chanting of Krishna's holy name, hearing of the transcendental pastimes and glories of Krishna, and Krishna's teachings, and the stage of spiritual perfection, the doorway becomes open. We just have to enter, qualify ourselves and enter. And this Govardhan Purkama is there's a reason why so many thousands and thousands and thousands of persons come year after year and do Govardhan Purkama. And each one of us, however many times we've been here to Vrindavan, it's practically the highlight of coming to Vrindavan. Is Govardhan Purkrama. Anyone who has done this, it's so. And even your feet might hurt, or your legs might ache, or whatever, something. There's a transcendental happiness. I spoke with Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj yesterday, and I don't know how many times he's done Govardhan Purkrama, but, you know, a whole bunch. And he did, the day that we were at Vrindakund, he was doing Govardhan Parikrama. So you know what we did? We went for shelter. But you know what he did? He kept doing Govardhan Parikrama. And I asked, you know, did the devotees get wet? He said it was okay. We were doing Govardhan Parikrama. And I said, did it rain hard? He said it was just, you know, light sprinkle. Then toward the last hour or two, it started raining hard. He just kept going on Govardhan Parikrama. The next day was recovery day for him. But there is the Govardhan is very merciful, and the places that we stop and visit, the mercy of these places are also very, very special. So let's continue our Govardhan Parikrama. Shishi Radhe Shah.